Welcome back to part three of our Artist of the Month interview with Lovely Colors. In parts one and two, I chatted with the band about their roots in Juneau, Alaska, making their first album independently, the band's lyrics, and how collaboration works in the band. Today, in our final interview segment, we talk about what Lovely Colors learned making their first album and what they might do differently next time, how the band found their sound, advice they received from Damian Jurado, and what's next for Lovely Colors.
I started feeling kind of strange, yeah, like I don't know what to do. There's something in me coming loose. I feel like I'm breaking free, even if it's temporary.
Now, having completed their first album, I asked the band what they learned and what they might do differently next time. We first heard from guitarist Patrick May, then bassist James Rosales, and singer Devin Demetio.
We only did the last couple tracks that we recorded completely with an amplifier. A lot of it was just doing plugins. And I think we used a Vox AC15, and I think next time we'll probably use more of that.
Yeah, getting more techie and recording with more gear and all that would be fun on the next thing. Like we were saying earlier, recording is just like such a, probably my favorite part of the entire process of like being in a band. Besides playing live, recording is it's its own art and my favorite part. So it'd be awesome to explore that avenue and expand our resources and how we record our next songs.
Yeah, I agree. I think also just the order of songs and like the feel of a full length album, you know, in sequence was like really important. And I feel like, you know, some of these songs were written a couple years ago. So I'm just excited for next time to kind of try to nail that down better. You know what I mean? I'm proud of the album, but even, you know, just get a full album vibe and try to make it sound, you know, make sense from one song to the next. You know what I mean? Sure. That's just my personal goal for the next record or the next batch of music, is just make it even more cohesive and make sense. Yeah.
Having a specific sonic quality to their music, I asked Devin and James how they found their sound.
Yeah, I think kind of naturally that happened, but we also feel like we've also explored a lot of different sounds too, and then we've kind of picked the ones, not even super consciously, but just subconsciously, the sound that kind of was working the best for us. So I feel like we're kind of this mix of like synthy indie pop slash fuzzy like rock and roll. And I think it's just because our background is like a lot of punk and a lot of like pop punk and rock and stuff. So that those elements will always be there. But then also love like indie and indie sleaze stuff like Strokes and Arctic Monkeys and stuff. So there's lots of like, you know, it's just kind of a marriage of those two things, I feel like. And it just kind of happened, I feel like, you know. But I do think when we were writing the record, there was a few songs that we started writing that it became clear what the vibe of the record was going to be pretty quickly, I feel like. So, yeah, we just took those first couple songs and just kind of ran with it. Yeah.
There's a lot of overlap with our individual influences and music that we like. So I think we all understand what the other musician is going for when we hear someone play an idea. Even if it's not totally familiar to you, you kind of like understand and it's cool. And the other thing about LC, I think I feel very fortunate to be in a band with three musicians that are just so good at their instruments that I just feel like no matter what style or genre or whatever we play, like it's going to end up sounding like LC just because it's the four individual players and our individual styles and personalities on our instruments.
I was next curious to know if the band had ever received advice that they found helpful.
Damian Drotto just said, like, don't take it too serious, it's just music or something like that.
Just have fun.
True. Yeah, which I was just nice to hear. I was already kind of feeling like, yeah, it's lame when, I don't know. I just never want us to take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fun to be in a band, but like, take the music seriously, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't have to be walking around like all.
Yeah, about to like have a heart attack. So you're so worked up, you know.
With music, it's super easy to like set yourself up for disappointment if that's how you're going about it too. So it's just like,
yeah, there's
might as well just have fun with.
There's a lot of highs and lows for sure.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah. Shout out Damian Drotto.
Yeah.
We then talked about what's next for Lovely Colors.
More festivals, more shows. That's my favorite part, is playing shows. So I want to tour. I want to play all the festivals. What's up, Bumper Shoot? Maybe go back to Alaska.
Yeah. We're you're catching us at an interesting time in the band where we're just now rolling out our very first album. So I feel like when this album comes out, like, it, hopefully we'll get more opportunities and experiences and, you know, maybe a year from now, like, things will be super different. And, but I don't know. It's, like Patrick said, just more shows and festivals and traveling, and that'd be awesome.
Thank you so much to Lovely Colors for being our Northwest Orbit Artists of the Month. Appreciate their time for an interview and letting us debut their song Heartbeat, which we did two episodes ago. The band's debut full-length album, Dancing with the Ghost, is out May 24th. You can now stream the singles Ghost and Heartbeat. And we'll end this episode by listening to their 2022 single, Feels Like Hell.
I woke up, pretended like I cared, put my boots on. Walked through the hall, reached into the drawer where my things were. It feels like hell, waiting for the end when you're all I know. It feels like hell, waiting in the end, I feel your ghost. On fire, I'm heavy, I'm a wreck, I'm skin and bones. A house in smoke, foundation made of glass, all painted gold. Feels like hell.